Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with a high nearing 49. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 30. A chance for some rain showers on Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high of 42. And some rain and snow showers continue Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 26. Rain and snow showers are possible into Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 34. And cloudy skies Friday night with a low around 21. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Police in Salina arrested a 13-year-old girl on two counts of attempted first-degree murder. She's accused of trying to kill her parents while they were sleeping. The incident occurred early Saturday morning in Salina. Police said in-home surveillance cameras showed the girl walk into the parents' room with a pillow and a knife. She allegedly made two attempts at smothering her father with a pillow. 911 was called, and the girl allegedly admitted that she had gone into the room with the intent to kill both her parents. The girl was taken to the Juvenile Detention Center in Junction City. The FBI Kansas City Division is asking for the public's assistance regarding an ongoing investigation into Dr. Brian Albers, who has been charged with one count of attempted production of child pornography. Albers is a pediatric neurology specialist and is charged in U.S. District Court. According to an affidavit, an FBI agent accused Albers of using hidden cameras to record thousands of videos. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Are you looking to grow your ag land portfolio? Take a look at these two 80-acre tracts located in central Reno County near Abbeville, Kansas. These tracts will sell on public auction Wednesday, December 6th at 10 a.m., and the auction will be held at the South Hutchinson Community Center at 101 West Avenue C in South Hutch. For more information, go to floydsells.com or call 620-532-1887. Brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate, your hometown auction and real estate professionals.
Governor Laura Kelly announced seven Kansas communities will receive a combined total of $1.47 million through the federal Safe Streets and Roads for All Grants program. The funds will go towards projects that improve safety and prevent deaths and serious injuries on local roadways. Kansas's largest grant, $360,000, went to Chautauqua and Elk counties as a joint application. Next was the city of Newton collaborating with Harvey County. Other recipients included Shawnee County and the cities of El Dorado, Eureka, Hutchinson, and Russell. Two Wichita men have been indicted on drug trafficking crimes. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Kansas officials, court documents stated that Omar Sobreros, 42, and Mario Ahumade Adami, 32, both of Ensenada, Baja California, Mexico, were indicted on two counts of possession with the intent to distribute cocaine, two counts of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl, and two counts of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. UDL Sebastian Perez, 35, is charged in Hall County Court with first-degree sexual assault and third-degree sexual assault. According to the arrest affidavit on Sunday, a 16-year-old girl reported she was sexually assaulted by Sebastian Perez. The affidavit said the girl stated she was sexually assaulted by Sebastian Perez 20-plus times. The charges allegedly occurred between March 2nd of last year and November 26th of this year. According to the Seward County Sheriff's Office, just before 4 p.m. on Monday, deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash on 238th Road, just north of I-80 Milford exit. Preliminary investigation revealed a 2014 Toyota Sienna was traveling west on the I-80 Milford exit off-ramp. The Sienna failed to yield to oncoming traffic and collided with a 2002 Chevrolet Silverado traveling south on 238th Road. The passenger of the Toyota Sienna sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday approving a 3.7% cost of living raise for city employees for 2024 and approving $75 gift certificates for each. Bids for a manhole replacement project on Sutter Street were tabled despite interim city administrator Jeff Peterson indicating that sufficient funds were available in the sewer fund. Multiple large projects, including the city lagoon, had led to leaving the matter at the last meeting. Concerns with not knowing cost estimates for a collapsed section of storm sewer between 14th, 15th Broadway and Sutter Streets led to the discussion to table. Approval was given to allow replat of the Brocky Heights subdivision north of U.S. 36, east of the former Hardee's building, allowing for extension of sewer connections by the property owner. $36,000 was approved toward purchase of a new Jaws of Life for the fire department, replacing a current unit some 25 years old, which did not pass inspection. Mayor Jason Barnes, in closing the meeting, thanked the city and council for their support, saying that he had learned a lot. Barnes will be succeeded by Todd Fry, current councilman, who won the November election for Marysville mayor. The annual Frankfort Giving Day Tuesday generated over $91,500 toward 38 funds through nearly 800 gifts, with just over $13,000 toward the Frankfort Community Care Home, nearly $9,000 toward the Frankfort Development Trust Fund, which is restoring the historic grade school building. Scout Troop 138 Fund was third high total, raising over $8,500. The leaderboard with all of the totals is online at frankfortgives.org. That total does not reflect mail-in contributions, which, if dated November 28th, also qualify toward a 50% match as eligible gifts provided by over a dozen match day sponsors. The totals announced thus far represent about 90% of last year's giving, but could match or exceed that when final counts are in. Gage County authorities executed a search warrant in Barnston last Wednesday morning shortly after 7 a.m. at a home along 2nd Street. The warrant was issued in connection with investigation into disturbing the peace, and multiple firearms were discovered, including 11 shotguns, rifles, and handguns, many of which were loaded, along with suspected methamphetamine traces. 39-year-old Heath Ginrich was arrested as a result. A fatality accident in Gage County was discovered Thursday morning after 40-year-old Leroy Lopez was reported missing by family. His vehicle was found on a creek embankment some 5 miles south of Claytonia along West Chestnut Road, and the driver, Leroy Lopez, was reported dead at the scene. James R. Jim Nordis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away November 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nordis. Barbara K. Barb Ray, age 82, of Wymore, passed away November 26th. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Barb Ray. Ronald L. Ron Jaquist, age 82, of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquist.
Emma Maxine Stewart, age 94, of Washington, passed away November 25th. Celebration of life service, Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial, Friday, 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation, Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart. Joe P. Jimenez, Jr., age 70, of Marysville, passed away November 26th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday at 1:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. There will be a visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family greeting friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joe Jimenez, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash, French bread, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, a pimento cheese sandwich, sweet potato fries, tomato soup, relishes, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Some freezing fog early on Thursday, then a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers to continue Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and upper 20s. Rain and snow showers possible on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Rain showers are possible on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Warming up into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and partly cloudy skies Monday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s, and warmer throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November, 49. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 27, and the record low, 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:06. It's 28 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. They'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sapp Brothers thanks all their current customers. If you're not a customer, call the winning team at Sapp Brothers locations in Hanover or Blue Rapids today for all your propane and fuel needs.
NBA in-season tournament action. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. It was the last night of group play, late fourth quarter in Sacramento. Kings-Warriors.
Herter swings to the right side to Monk. Attacks the baseline. Jab step. Now he keeps the dribble alive. Gets in the paint. Tough ball away. Bank shot is good!
The call on KHTK. Malik Monk's bank shot with 7 seconds left lifted the Kings past the Warriors, 124-123. They advance to the quarterfinals where they will host the Pelicans. Bucks Heat, top at 118 in Miami.
Bucks need to work quickly now. 2 seconds to get a shot off. Middleton puts up a fading shot at the horn, and he drills it from the right corner.
The call on WTMJ. Chris Middleton put the Bucks up, and they never look back, outscoring the Heat by 11 in the final frame. Bucks win 131-124. More from the NBA in-season tournament. The Celtics won Group C in the East, destroying the miserables 124-97. They play the Pacers next week in the quarterfinals. The Knicks needed to win big to get a shot at advancing as a wild card. Win big is exactly what the Knicks did, drubbing the Hornets 115-91 to advance to play the Bucks. Luka Doncic dropped 41. The Mavericks stopped the Rockets from advancing 121-115. Owner Mark Cuban is nearing the sale of the team to the Adelson family. He would remain in control over all basketball decisions. NCAA men's top 25, top-ranked Purdue crushed Texas Southern 99-67. Number 3 Marquette routed Southern 93-56. Fifth-ranked Kansas didn't make it look easy, but got by Eastern Illinois 71-63. Number 8 Miami on the road taking on 12th-ranked Kentucky in Lexington.
Shepherd into the lane, goes right to the rim, banks it up and in. 21 for Reed Shepherd.
The call on WLAP, Reed Shepherd led the Wildcats with 21 points in the 95-73 drubbing of the Hurricanes. NHL, Toronto edged Florida 2-1 in a shootout. The Hurricanes beat the Flyers 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Don't miss a minute of the excitement of all of our broadcasts of high school football and state volleyball championship games on KNDY. They're available as archives on our website at KNDYradio.com. You can download, listen back to every exciting moment. You can save, you can share. Relive every exciting moment of our live play-by-play coverage of high school football games, including all of the postseason action, as well as the state volleyball matchups. Check our website, KNDYradio.com.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Market information from the Mid-America Bank Network community. Hoosiers starting off a Wednesday today, middle of the week in trading. Yesterday, we saw mostly higher numbers really across the board for the grains and the livestock overall. We did see some slower numbers a little bit in the corn market. Everything else was mostly higher on the day. Livestock definitely came back and rebounded after some major losses we had seen both on Friday last week for their half-day trading and on Monday. We'll see what's in store for us when the markets open up today for Wednesday. But looking at the last night's numbers, December corn finished 4 cents in the red, sitting at 451.5. We had March corn down 1 3/4 at 473.5 cents. Kansas City wheat for December in the green 23 cents yesterday. A big rally there, finishing at 613 even. The March KC wheat was up 21.25 at 617.75 cents. And the oats market, a little bit lower there yesterday. December oats down 6 3/4 at 358.5. The March oats down 11.5 cents at 368.75. In the bean market, mostly higher numbers there on a Tuesday as January beans finished 16 3/4 cents higher at 1346.5. March beans are up 16.5 at 1364.75. In the soybean meal, December down 840 on the day, sitting at 450.30, with the January down 610 at 430.5. Soybean oil for December in the green, $1.43 at $53.34. The January was up $1.88 at $52.94. Canola market, January in the green, $1.30, finishing at $7.07.60, with cotton market up a penny yesterday, finishing at 78.60. Livestock market definitely saw some big rallies yesterday, with December live cattle up $2.87 at $171.65. The feeder cattle for January up $8.25 yesterday, finishing at $221.05. Lean hogs were up $1.05 to $68.92. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ 71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ 71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. During times of drought, it could be a good opportunity for producers to do maintenance on their ponds. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken shares information about how ponds could be leaking water and ways people might be able to remedy it. He begins by explaining how a pond may lose water.
when a pond fills up, we're going to lose that water in a lot of different ways. It might go out a spillway on the downstream side of the pond. We're going to lose some to evaporation, but that's going to occur kind of slowly. So if your pond fills up and it just kind of steadily looks like it's slowly dropping, you know, an inch or two a week, that's normal. That's what we would expect. If the pond fills up after a rain and then quickly drops down to a point and then kind of levels off, that's indication that you would have a leak.
Gerken discusses ways a pond could be leaking and how a producer might be able to identify it.
There are a couple signs that you could see that would be like, there's probably a leak. One of them is going to be easier to spot in drought. And so if you see on the backside of your dam, generally, if there's an area that just looks like it's been constantly watered, it's bright green, it's growing like crazy, that's probably an indication that water is coming out of your pond and leaking into that area. If you think about all that water, when the pond fills up, there's a lot of water pushing down on the water at the bottom of the pond, where leaks normally are. It's called hydrostatic pressure. So that pressure is pushing that water out of the bottom of the pond, just like if you were squeezing a sponge, you're forcing it out of those holes. When you get rid of half of that water or whatever amount to get that hydrostatic pressure equalized, there's not enough force pushing that water out anymore, the pond stops leaking. So if you see after a rain, the pond fills up, and then quickly drops down, and it's always kind of the same level it drops down to quickly. That's another indication that you would have a leak.
He mentions one product that can help prevent leaking ponds when used at the right time in the proper conditions.
Bentonite works really well because it can absorb a lot of water, somewhere between 10 and 15 times its weight in water it can absorb. So when it does that, it swells up and it can help to create a layer where there's not going to be any water coming out of the bottom of the pond. That has to be done when the pond is constructed. The other method that works really well is called the mixed method, and that's what it sounds like. You mix that in with the clay when the pond is being constructed, and then you use a sheep foot roller to compact that layer down. That technique generally works better unless you have really steep slopes on the pond, but those two ways work really, really well.
That was Kansas State University Fishery and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on what producers can do if they believe they have leaking ponds. Hear more on this topic by listening to the full Fins, Fur, and Feathers episode, which can be found on most podcast streaming platforms. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale on located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Is your firewood dry enough to burn? We will share the signs of a well-seasoned wood pile today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Comedian Gary Shandling was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played in 1890. How can you tell if firewood is well-seasoned? Here's a few signs to look for. Properly seasoned wood will show cracking or splitting on the ends. If there is bark on the wood, it should easily peel away. Color can also be an indication of dryness. Gray wood is drier than brown. Weight can be used to compare wood of the same species. Heavier logs have more moisture content. And experienced firewood mavens can even judge dryness by sound. Striking two pieces of dry wood together make a hollow sound, while damp logs make a dull thud. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.729 from KDY, 28 degrees this hour. Highs forecast into the 50s today on the mildest day for temperatures. That's...
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas State men's basketball team managed to keep Oral Roberts at bay last night at Bramlage Coliseum, pulling ahead in overtime to win 88-78. The Golden Eagles were down 72-70, but managed to tie the game at 72-all with 1 second remaining in the second half. The Wildcats are now 5-2 on the season and won their 13th consecutive non-conference home game. K-State will be back home on Saturday hosting North Alabama for game 3 of a 4-game homestand. Game time is set for 1 o'clock. Number 5 Kansas men's basketball team held off Eastern Illinois Tuesday night at Allen Fieldhouse, getting by with a 71-63 win. Center Hunter Dickinson led the charge for Kansas, posting a double-double with 25 points and 13 rebounds. The Jayhawks, who are now 6-1, will continue their 4-game homestand by hosting the reigning national champions UConn on Friday at 8 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
It was another successful fall sports season in the Twin Valley League, capped off with a state championship from the Axel Eagles. Now, as we turn our attention to the winter, things are only going to get better with multiple teams in the TVL looking to make waves in the league and in the state. Hi, I'm Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the only podcast focused directly on the student-athletes of the Twin Valley League. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com. Service of KNDY Radio.
Twin Valley All-League Football 11-man first team offensive honors went to Valley Heights seniors Drake Slifer, Tyrell Wagner, and Carson Spoontz, and junior Jaden DeWalt, as well as Centralia seniors Colton Slater, Will Steinlogge, Maverick Becker, and Reese Tanking, and junior Jacob Flinty, joined by Onega junior Dylan Magnet, and Troy juniors Logan Blevins and Christian Etherton. Second team selections to Valley Heights Spencer Lee and Kyson Bigham, Centralia's Brett Heideman and Brody Grossnickel, as well as Troy's Gannon Bowie and Jackson Hartman. Twin Valley All-League Football 11-man defensive honors went to Valley Heights seniors Tyrell Wagner, Drake Slifer, Carson Spoontz, and Kyson Bigham. Centralia seniors Will Steinlogge, Brady Grossnickel, Colton Slater, and Maverick Becker. From Onega, juniors Dylan Magnet and Jackson Coulterman, and from Troy, senior Blake Robinson and junior Logan Blevins. Second team selections to Valley Heights' Gavin Crowder and Royce Ekstrom, Centralia's Brett Heideman, Jacob Plenty, and Grady Becker, as well as Troy's Hayden Hegarty and Seth Judd.
KNDY.
Met you, baby. I'm so proud when we walk in the room. I know it's crazy to worry like I do. I get this feeling that I'm losing you. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby. I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. When I go out to a party with you, always turn every head in the room, and I just know what's
that's on every man's mind. I try to fight it, but it gets me sometimes. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. Ooh, suspicions. Looking, I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. Oh, baby, oh, darling. Now, when I'm with you, I feel so satisfied. The way you touch me when you lay by my side. That look in your eyes when we make love makes me hate myself for what I'm thinking of. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't. Yeah.